Oh, wait, that was there was content going on there.
Yeah, shit. We can't talk. Talking is content, Walker. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, a little bit muted because I keep blowing out the damn mic trying to get used to the levels on Discord when I say hello. No mic today, just me and Walker, so we're going to do a little bit of something different. I was under the weather, so it kind of screwed up our schedule, but I finished my projections. So Walker and I are going to yap about rankings, which we're going to do the AFC North next week. I DM'd Walker, and I was like, you want to talk about rankings? Walker's like, hell yeah, I do.
Right. Absolutely.
So Walker, how's your day going?
Oh, good. I woke up next to a cool person.
Let's go.
And so
it was just Walker in a mirror. Walker woke up next to himself.
That's right. I was chilling, just looking at myself, being like, you know what? Pretty cool. Pretty cool today. So, and then I drove successfully. And so that was good. And just been chilling. The Tigers are losing, but I can't complain too much when they're a million ahead in the division.
Yeah. Your AFC or AFC, AL Central division winner, Detroit Tigers. So
it's pretty close to that point. I mean, really.
It's getting there. It's getting there. The Guardians are scuffling, the Royals are bad, the White Sox are like the second worst team in baseball. And who else is there? I always forget one Minnesota. Team in the AL Central. Oh, Minnesota. They exist.
Yeah, they're fine, a team. I guess.
They're a team. So, all right. So we are going to yap about rankings. We'll have a link to our rankings so you can check them out. I finished my projections yesterday when I was homesick from work. Some say, Jeff, did you just stay home so you can finish your projections? To that, I say no. If anybody at work is listening, no. So let's start. Walker said on Blue Sky, this could be an all timer. So Walker, let's talk ranks.
Yeah, let's do it. What do you want to start with?
Well, what made you go, this could be an all timer? Let's start there.
You don't have, Jameson Williams in your top 24 receivers.
Oh yeah. So Jameson Williams, that's not, a big knock on Jameson Williams. That is, I have him 32nd. Let's see where we're going here. I have the wrong sheet open. Give me 1 second. I don't have my projections going.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I opened 2025 ranks, which was a separate thing. So I have him projected for, you know what? It's cause I have a high YPC for him and it's a, this is for PPR. So I have him at 99 targets, 61 catches, 100. I have him for 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns, basically. So my thoughts on that were that I think that the Lions offense is going to see a bounce back from Sam Laporta. So I gave him a 89 targets. I think that's going to be a big chunk. And then Jahmyr Gibbs, a lot of what I did projecting the Lions is Jahmyr Gibbs moving into being the focus of that offense. And then also the Lions have a deep receiving core, like Isaac Tesla, Coleslaw, like him, Khalif Raymond, Tim Patrick. I gave them a combined like 85 targets and I gave Amon-Ra a 27% target share, which came out to 143. So it's not that I'm slighting Jameson Williams. It's just that I have a lot going for the rest of the offense. That's why he's down there. He's outside my top 24, sure, but it's a crowded top 24 this year at wide receiver. There's not really a lot of room for slouches.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say my projections are way out of line with yours. I have 64 for 1075 and 8 with a 10 point rushing bump. That just puts him wide receiver 19 for me.
Let me look at the gap between Jameson Williams and wide receiver 19. So my wide receiver 19 is Mike Evans. He's at 249 and Jameson Williams is at 216. So that's actually a pretty decent gap there, but I have a lot of guys. And, yeah. I don't know. I go ahead.
For example, I mean, I have Mike Evans at 238.8 wide receiver 14. I have JMO at 229.5, wide receiver 19. And my wide receiver 32 for reference is Calvin Ridley at 204.1.
Calvin Ridley is my wide receiver 38 at 197.75.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. You are not a fan.
I hate Calvin Ridley. So the JMO thing, I'm not surprised you honed in on JMO. Huge JMO head over here, pointing to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I mean, 62, 1,006, and 7. I mean, if I gave him 8 touchdowns, I mean, that would just bump him up to, I mean, that would bump him up over, like, Devonta Smith.
But I don't even have him ahead of Devonta Smith.
Yeah, so I think what I have here is there's a few guys that I have in ahead of him that I don't think you would. Cooper Kupp, Travis Hunter, and Zay Flowers especially.
None of those guys are even close to that.
Yeah, so I have Zay Flowers 24, Travis Hunter 25, Cooper Kupp 26. Zay Flowers, preview of the Baltimore show. I'm all the way in on Zay Flowers. I think that he is going to be a big beneficiary of this offense going away from Mark Andrews, who had unsustainable touchdown volume last year. I have him at 1,069 and 7, which is funny because he actually has a less efficient per reception than Jameson Williams. It's just, I think he's going to get a lot more targets than Jameson Williams. Cause the way going back to the Lions offense, I see a lot of underneath with JMO over the top. Not so much JMO doing a lot of yeoman's work, and in PPR, that yeoman's work is what gets you that bump. And that's what Zay Flowers will do. That's what Cooper Kupp will do. I see a bit of Travis Hunter, cause what Travis Hunter is so good at is coming back to the ball. He's going to do a lot of that short area stuff where they're going to work BTJ over the top. And like, I don't believe in Brent Strange. I think that Travis Etienne is a falling knife. So it's a lot more target volume is what did that for me.
I don't know. I mean, I think you're discounting Jameson's ability to do other things than be fast.
I mean, potentially. I think that given the way that the Lions offense is put together, he is there to be fast. They're too jammed up. They're too jammed up underneath. Otherwise you've got Gibbs, you've got LaPorta, you've got Sun God, and you're going to add a fourth guy doing the yeoman work. So he's a deep threat. Like, he's not only a deep threat, but I think he's primarily going to do it. I think I have like 16 and a half yards per catch for him. Like,
oh yeah, I have 16.8.
Yeah, he's incredible at what he does. I just think way that this offense is going to go is going to be a lot more of those other guys, and then get the offense looking in the backfield or short, and then just bomb it out to JMO over the top.
I don't know. I just rather, I feel like JMO is a special talent who is only getting better. I'd rather buy in on that than somebody like who's, you know, going to be 30 years old, like Terry McLaurin, or somebody who's going to have a bad passing quarterback in a low volume passing offense, like Garrett Wilson, for example.
Oh, well, Garrett Wilson is, he's just a PPR scam god. Like, I would not be surprised if he drops outside my top like 35, 36 in non PPR. I just haven't calculated those, cause I have him with 141 targets, I think 144. And so it's not that he's doing much. It's just that he's getting so goddamn many targets. And again, it's that PPR scam stuff that I was talking about.
Yeah. And I mean, like with Cooper Kupp, like I think Cooper Kupp is too washed to be putting up any kind of like top 30 wide receiver numbers right now.
See, I don't think so. Cause I was thinking about, Cooper Kupp, I have 25. We mentioned, I was thinking a lot about, Sam Darnold and this offense. Like, they're going to have to pass a bunch, right? Everybody has to pass at least 500 times. Kenneth Walker soaking up like 65 of those targets, which, by the way, remember when Kenneth Walker couldn't catch? I'm old enough to remember that. But then other than that, you have like MVS, Noah Fant, Elijah Arroyo, Jake Bobo. Like, it's not a very exciting receiving core to me. And Cooper Kupp could be washed. Jarvis Landry, I mean, he could be just be doing Jarvis Landry mode. And I think that does open up JSN to be a little bit deeper than that. Because there's a lot of targets on this offense. There's going to be a lot of targets to go around, and they're not going to be very spread out. Because, like, if you're going to throw it to Cooper, a Wash Cooper Kupp or Jake Bobo, where are you going to throw it?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, so it's one of those things.
I guess. I mean, like, I have Kupp getting more targets than J-Mo. I just think J-Mo is so much more explosive and so much more talented at this point in their respective careers than Kupp that I think Kupp is going to put up about he is your PPR wide receiver 4. I have him projected for 74, 781, and 5.
Okay, how about this? Let's do this. If I move Cooper Kupp to his yards per reception down, give him 84, 925, and we'll drop it down to 5 touchdowns, then he's chilling at 206 PPR points, which puts him at... Because I think I might have over-projected Cooper Kupp. This is why we do this. Now he's at 34. So okay, now he's behind J-Mo.
See, I'm okay with that. I have him at 42, and I understand that's a bit low. Like, I get that. He definitely could make me look silly for that ranking, but 34 is just fine. You know, I wouldn't say top 30 just because it's so crowded in that. My tier 5 is J-Mo starts that tier at 19, and it goes down to Wilson at 27.
Mm-hmm.
And then tier 6 for me is Chris Godwin starts that at 28, and it goes down to I need to update some of the rookie projections to be a little higher. I always underproject them the first time through. But I have Hunter at 38, which isn't right. He'll be higher than that. But
yeah, that's definitely wrong.
So Jordan Addison would be 38.
Let's see. I've got Jordan Addison at 41. So
okay, perfect. Yeah, so that pretty much right on then.
Yeah. So I have J-Mo at the top of this tier. J-Mo, okay. See here, you're looking at this now. He doesn't belong in this tier. Pickens, Waddle, Myers, Shakir, Downs, Ridley, Mooney. He doesn't belong in that tier. I mean, he belongs somewhere else.
Yeah. I
see my problem. Here's my problem is I think I'm just projecting the Lions offense to look different than what you're doing. Than what you have. It's not like I'm like shortchanging Jared Goff. He's getting 42, 60 passing yards and 39 damn touchdowns. It's just that I don't see them needing J-Mo so much because I was looking at the damn scoring logs from last year and I forgot how often they just pummeled other teams. And so they didn't have to throw a ton. And so they were sitting on the ball. But I didn't want to downplay J-Mo too much because he's going to be, if you're pummeling a team, J-Mo's going to be part of that. But,
well, yeah. And they're going to probably have to throw a little more this year because the schedule is going to be tougher.
Well, and also, but here's the thing too is Dome Boy is leaving the Dome more than he did last year.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
He's from California. Dome Boy gets so cold.
It doesn't matter anymore.
But I really, what I'm taking away from Jameson is what I'm giving to Gibbs and Laporta. I just shifted things over that way. And it's like I said,
I gave some to Gibbs and I took a little bit from Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
I took from the wide receiver 3 pile and I think Laporta is going to top out around 90 targets.
I got Laporta 89.03. So,
fair enough. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, but I guess I have a lot of efficiency and I have concentrated touchdowns like usual, to be fair, in this offense. But I have Laporta scoring 8 times, J-Mo scoring 8 times, Amon-Ra scoring 10 times.
See, I have Amon-Ra at 11 because Amon-Ra scores. I didn't realize he was like an 11, 12, 13 touchdown a year guy. I had him at 10 when I was first doing the lines and then I went back. So there's a big difference there is I have 11 and 7. We have Amon-Ra, J-Mo scoring the same amount of touchdowns, but I have one more
to Amon-Ra. That's yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
I just have Amon-Ra he's going to catch such an absurd percentage of his targets.
Yeah.
That I have him leading the league in receptions.
He's a monster. So to your point though, like about, you were talking about like, you'd rather have J-Mo than, you know, kind of wash guys ahead of him. I mean, J-Mo, Cooper Kupp, there's not a world where Cooper Kupp's a top 20 wide receiver, but there is a world where J-Mo is top 10. J-Mo turns around and gets, you know,
if he gets 120 targets, he could be wide receiver 12 for sure.
Well, not even that. He gets a slant at the 20. That could be a 14-15 yard play right there.
He gets a right, and he gets a dig from the 30 yard line on the first play of a drive. That could be 14 fantasy points.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where, like, this is where I have him projected, but I also recognize that the arrow is like, I mean, he could easily have double digit touchdowns and 1300 yards.
If you can get JMO as your wide receiver three, unbelievable.
Oh, JMO is the ideal wide receiver three for me, right? Because I want that
weeks.
Yeah. That's how I build my teams. I think that's how we ended up in this tier, because JMO is like the one of those guys. Like, he used to be,
he's basically like
career Deshaun Jackson.
What if Will Fuller played full seasons?
Oh my God. Could you imagine? What if Will Fuller played full games? Could you imagine?
Yeah, he has like 40 fantasy points.
Yeah. All right, that's enough about Jameson Williams. Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna tell on myself. I'm doing it again, everybody. Alvin Kamara, running back 9.
Oh my God, man.
We're doing it again.
I mean, I have him running back 14. It's not like it's way, way off, but
was I wrong last year to do this?
You were not. You were not. And I didn't say you were wrong last year, to be fair. But this year, oh man, I just don't like it.
Okay. Who do you have? So I have Gibbs. So here's my rankings. Gibbs, Bijan, CMC, Genty, Barkley, Achan, which I did not expect Achan to end up there.
Okay.
Bucky, Henry. And then I have Kamara, Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, all as a tier. And then you get into like Kyren, Cook, Quinshon, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon. So it's like,
where's Breece Hall?
Breece Hall is 18. It's going to, so here's my thought. Okay. We're going to shift from Alvin Kamara to Breece Hall then. Okay. Cause that one seemed, you were like, don't know about that. Where do you have Breece Hall?
11.
Okay. How many touchdowns do you have him with?
Let's see here. 8 touchdowns.
Oh, I also have 8 touchdowns. Fuck. I thought that was going to be the difference.
Even though it's Justin Fields, I know he's not going to catch 80 passes. I still have him catching 60.
Oh, see, I have him at 45. I have him at 45 for 398 and 2. Just because
there we go. The difference. I have 60 for 510. Also 2. There's your difference.
There's your difference. Yeah, because I'm looking at the difference between a statuesque derogatory Aaron Rodgers and Justin Fields, who has nobody behind him, nobody coming for that job.
Confederate statue Aaron Rodgers.
We're renaming the ships after Aaron Rodgers. So I see a lot less.
Yeah. Very fitting that it's the SS Aaron Rodgers.
Episode title, SS Aaron Rodgers. Oh man. So yeah, I think that's our big difference there between our Hall rankings, is that I see a lot more Justin Fields putting his head down and running than.
And I do be seeing a lot of that, to be fair, yeah, as well. I just think that I think Tanner Engstrand and Aaron Glenn are going to be smart enough to be like, Breece Hall's where my bread's buttered here.
Sure. But that's also why I have so many Garrett Wilson targets, because I think they're also smart enough to know that their bread is buttered Garrett Wilson style.
I agree. The problem is that Fields has to get the ball out to Wilson, whereas getting the ball to Hall is easier.
Yeah, that's true. But you have that negative correlation between running back targets and rushing quarterbacks. That's the thing. So.
But it's a weird thing, because like, their tight end situation is ass.
Oh, dude, it sucks so bad.
But Fields has always liked to dump off to a tight end. I feel like he's just going to replace some of those with Hall, because that's what they're going to have to do.
See, I have those. Yeah, I have Mason Taylor leading the way with a 10% target share at tight end. It sucks, dude.
Gross.
I got Zach Kuntz some targets just so I could put him in the projection sheet. Yeah, I mean, this I just have a low volume from this pass offense. I have 464 pass attempts. So you chunk off 143 of those to Garrett Wilson. You spread out, you know, the wide receiver ones. I do have also have a bump to Malachi Corley, because I also do think that Malachi Corley could play that that dump off role. I mean, he's only soaking up 30 targets. It's not something crazy. It's a couple targets a game.
Yeah, he stinks.
Oh yeah, he's bad. Remember when he fumbled on his first touchdown? That was amazing.
That was tough, man.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's just that I have a huge step back from the overall volume of this passing game, but not Garrett Wilson, and it just drags everybody else down because that pie gets bigger for Garrett Wilson. Or I mean, okay, that the slice of the pie gets bigger for Garrett Wilson as the pie shrinks.
We're making separate pies for each person, and Garrett Wilson's pie is really big.
Yeah, dude, he's got 420 Blackbirds in there. Also, I realized I did not actually project the tight ends. I fucking punted on them. If you ever see my projections, I have 67% catch for 11 yards per reception at tight end. That means I punted on that player, because that is league average at tight end. Gotcha. And this tight end room, 67, 67, 67, 67 for 11, 11, 11, 11. This tight end room sucks. Where do you have Justin Fields while we're talking about the Jets?
Well, projection wise, 17 in terms of raw points, but he's in the same tier as everybody from 13 to 19.
So I have him with Caleb. So Caleb's at 13. So I have Caleb, Fields, May, Prescott, Stroud as a group.
Okay, my group is Lawrence, May, Prescott, Herbert, Fields, Love, Stroud.
Oh man, your group's big. Yeah. Herbert's the beginning of another group for me, just because I hate those wide receivers.
They're not good, but
it's Ladd and Bad. That's their wide receiver room.
Very much so.
Yeah, and that's where I also have Rodgers, JJ McCarthy. Here, you'll enjoy this. Jordan Love, QB 21.
I do like that. That's even lower than I have him. So
yeah. In this house, we hate the Green Bay Packers quarterback situation.
Yeah, Jordan Love, mid.
Mid. So I was accused of hot takery for keeping Patrick Mahomes out of my top 10. I did straight up and down projections, 12.
I know. I'm not saying you don't believe it, to be fair. I'm not accusing you of doing a bit here.
I never do bits, Walker.
See, and that's the thing, is that you always are doing bits. So no, I know you're sincere about this. It's not that I think you're like out of your mind or anything. I don't have him. I mean, I have him in this. Let's see. He's a point per game ahead of the guys below him, which are Kyler, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's not a big difference. He just, because he runs for a little bit higher yards per carry, and his career touchdown percentage is higher. And I don't know. I just, it's hard for me to believe that he's just going to keep being quarterback 12, even if the offense is healthier.
Well, I mean, we won't belabor the point, because I've talked about Patrick Mahomes shit to death. It's just, I think it's a philosophical thing. You know, we saw it with Tom Brady after he turned 30. He stopped throwing for 50 touchdowns. They slowed it down. He was still a valuable fantasy quarterback, but yeah, he didn't have that same ceiling, and he's the greatest of all time. He won like what, four championships in that era, three championships in his dink and dunk, you know, after Randy Moss was gone era.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think
of Patrick Mahomes, the post Tyreek Hill Patrick Mahomes, as the post Randy Tom Brady. He's still the GOAT. He's the GOAT at carving apart your defense at 6 yards per attempt, 7 yards per attempt, because that's what he's just doing at West Coast style. He's running the clock. He's not trying to bomb it out, because that's what their game is.
I understand what you're saying, and I just, Tom Brady, you know what, you know, dink and dunk Tom Brady averaged what, QB8, QB9?
Something like that. Yeah.
So,
but there was also a lot less rushing quarterbacks that back then. So you got
but I'm just saying, a dink and dunk Tom Brady style quarterback who also runs for 350 yards.
Yeah, that's right.
at least has the ceiling of getting up to like quarterback five. See, if you want to take any of the three guys I have directly below him ahead of him, Murray, Goff, or Mayfield, I wouldn't have a problem with it, honestly. But anybody below that, I just think that either the volume difference is too high or the breadth of their success in the NFL is too wide of a difference for me to justify ranking them above him.
That's fair.
Like
You have Baker
I'm
Mayfield.
just not gonna put Bo Nix ahead of Patrick Mahomes. I'm not gonna do it.
I got Bo Nix and Patrick Mahomes.
I know you do. I know you do.
Let's go, baby. I'm hooked on Bonix. Baker Mayfield. So I've been thinking a lot about the Buccaneers. You said you have him behind Mahomes, so you have him what, like eighth?
Nine.
Ninth. You know, I did my Jag stuff, and I talked a lot about how Liam Cohen like fixed that offense. And I tried to go in with this idea of like, okay, a little bit of build in a little bit of regression. Chris Godwin's heard all that stuff. I was shocked that I came out with Mayfield six. I feel uncomfortable with him that high.
Yeah, I
Like
don't
if I
like it
was just
that high
going gut
either.
rankings, he would probably be behind Mahomes. Like you said, I would probably, yeah, because I don't think we're giving enough credit to Liam Cohen potentially being the thing that drove this engine, and him being gone. I mean, it could be a situation where they fall apart again. And I don't think anybody, myself included, is baking that in. You can't have Baker Mayfield at six, Bucky Irving at seven, and be like, yeah, I think the Buccaneers will take a step back. So
True.
that makes me antsy. That makes me itchy. Because this was, I just did straight projections, put them up. I didn't tweak them at all or anything.
Yeah,
So
I
a
mean,
lot.
and these are my raw projections I'm talking about too.
Yeah. So yeah, Baker Mayfield at six makes me very itchy, especially because I'm higher than consensus on him. So that's one that's going to change. Let's see. Dak Prescott at 16. Where do you have Dak?
15.
15. I feel like that's going to be one that's that.
He might go up a little bit for me.
Yeah, it's. I want to see how things are going with George Pickens, because George Pickens, everybody's like, oh, George Pickens plus CeeDee Lamb equals Dak Prescott top 10. And it's like, well,
Drax Prescott.
Drax. Drax,
It's Drax
Drax,
Prescott,
yeah,
absolutely.
Guardians of the Galaxy Prescott, Drax Prescott. No, and I think, I mean, George Pickens is a nutcase, and he's not a consistent player. I mean, this could be a situation where they might have been honestly better off keeping, drafting a wide receiver and keeping Brandon Cooks there. So you had guys that are clearly subordinate to CeeDee Lamb. Like, this has huge blow-up potential. With George Pickens just on the mental side of it, in a contract year. I don't think he's the type of player to like stay quiet in a contract year. You know, there's certain guys that you're like, oh yeah, they're gonna get upset if their next contract isn't they think it's gonna be in doubt because of their volume. And he's one of them. You
Yeah,
know,
I agree.
maybe he's getting that wide receiver leaving the Steelers drop for me, because everyone that's left has been crazy. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Alrighty. Let's see. Where do you have your favorite quarterback? Tyler Shuck.
He's not on here, man.
I'm at 30 even.
He would be in that general area, yeah.
Who is Colin Hill? Why is he in my ranks? Oh, this must have mistranscribed Taysom Hill. Well, I have for more fantasy points than Kenny Pickett. Let's go, baby. All right. Where do you want to go now?
Well, let's see, quarterback here.
There's a clear one, and Mike clocked it immediately.
On my rankings, like a weird one.
No, on my rankings. He clocked it
Oh,
yesterday.
shit, I don't have your rankings up.
Trevor Lawrence, QB8.
Oh, that's a bit high. Yeah.
You have him at 13. Okay. So if you listen to our Jaguars episode, I'm running with all that Liam Cohen fixed the Buccaneers and he's going to fix the Jaguars. He also has two incredible options at number one and number two. I think Travis Etienne is going to be very good as a passing down or a receiving back, maybe not necessarily passing downs. I think there's going to be a lot there. And Trevor Lawrence runs a lot. So here, let me put it this way. I think Travis Etienne is going to be what people are saying RJ Harvey is going to be, just like a PPR scam guy.
That's
and funny. I have them back to back in my rankings. So, let's see your rankings, Walker. Caleb up here at 10, huh?
Yeah, that was probably the one that surprised me the most when I just did the projections. I probably won't have him there. Of course, I projected him for 4,200 passing yards. We know that's not going to happen. So, but yeah, I do think a step forward is gonna be the case. He does have a better offensive coach now. They have focused on trying to improve the offensive line. They have improved the interior of it at least, and they have good weapons on in the passing game. So, I think he'll do pretty well. I still think he'll take a lot of sacks, but fortunately for us for fantasy, that doesn't really matter. So he probably won't turn the ball over that much. He'll run some. He'll make some great plays. And I think that ends up being a fringe QB1 season.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a QB1 insofar as that, like, he's always finishing between like 9 and 14 and he plays all 17 games. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to be there by default. I don't think he's going to be a difference maker this year, but I kind of feel like there's a lot of sameness to that offense. They're like the Lions without a JMO, basically. There's a lot of short area stuff going on there.
Okay. I see what you mean. Yeah. They don't really have that true field stretcher. Like, exactly. He's more fast, but he isn't,
but that's not his game.
Or tall. Like, he's just not,
yeah,
not a go up and get it guy. He's a route runner.
You know who's available that they could get? Will Fuller. Remember when he broke his hand and then disappeared from football forever?
I sure do.
That was weird. Do you know why that was especially weird? That was the year I decided to be in on Will Fuller. Oops.
I'm not sure what you did there, Jeff, but
I'm not sure either. Speaking of, I don't know what we did there. Mark it down. July 3rd.
Oh boy.
Jeff Crisco loves Chuba Hubbard more than Walker Kelly.
Oh boy.
You have him at 21. I have him at 20.
Oh.
So
it's because I have David Montgomery ahead of him.
Yeah. Well, what's funny too is you have Chuba Hubbard, DeAndre Swift, and I also have Chuba Hubbard, DeAndre Swift.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Back to back. That's dead zone though. That's like pure dead zone.
Yeah,
and I'm noticing.
I mean,
yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, on my projections, my dead zone, I guess, starts at Ken Walker, running back 18, and goes to Brian Robinson, running back 27.
Brian Robinson actually kind of low. I have him at 33, so I'm slightly below consensus on him.
But I do have Judkins and Hampton in that section. I think Judkins will be above that and Hampton might be. I don't know.
I have, yeah, Judkins might be my, Judkins and Aaron Jones are my biggest like plus ADP in the top 20. Cause I have Judkins at 4.
Jeff last year, having to convince you to not be out on Aaron Jones. Jeff this year, I'm all the way back in on Aaron.
Yeah. I don't
Jones
know how maybe. I did that. 1 year older and they brought in competition and I'm like, this is Aaron Jones last ride, baby. That one might
that we're going that out one, with a bang.
Yeah, looking at this, that one's definitely changing. And Kenneth Walker's too low. So I honestly might just flop him. I'd rather have Kenneth Walker at 15 and Aaron Jones at 22.
I have Jones at 23, I have Ken at 18. So
yeah, so I'd rather do that. I just, man, I did not realize, like, I know it was a joke. We were like, and I said it in this podcast, remember when Kenneth Walker couldn't catch? I did not realize how many targets that man had last year.
They dump off to the running back a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's
a, him
that's
and Charbonnet combined for like just over 100 targets last year.
Yeah. Where's your boy Isaiah?
Oh God, you don't want to know.
Oh, 36?
Yeah, in raw projection, he's 36.
I have him 31. So we're both below consensus on him.
Well, the funny thing is that I have Kareem Hunt 29.
Oh my God. I have Kareem Hunt at 50.
Yeah, I'm like the only person in the world who still thinks Kareem Hunt is going to out-touch Pacheco just because I think he's a better pass catcher and they trust him more as a result.
I actually just have it going three ways. That's the thing. I have Elijah Mitchell.
Big Elijah Mitchell head over here.
That's right. Hey, if you've seen him do what I've seen him do, he's better than Kareem Hunt. He's just made out of fucking paper mache. That's the only problem. Whoo, boy. Okay, this has got to change. Jalen Warren at 51. Too low.
Yeah.
I'm going to bump that up.
Jalen Warren at 26.
Yeah, I feel like Jalen Warren belongs. What did I do? Did I forget to project something for Jalen Warren? Hold on. That's the only way this makes sense, is if I forgot to project something for Jalen Warren. Let's see. Jalen Warren. Nah, he has full projection. So I have Jalen Warren at 64 targets, 51 catches, 407 receiving yards, two receiving. Oh, nope. I forgot to project his rushing yards. There it is.
Oh, there we go.
There it is. 4 points. Okay. So, and then I'm going to give him, how many rushing touchdowns did he have last year? We're doing projections live on the air, folks.
Yeah. I only gave him three of those.
I'll trust you. I'll go with three. Okay. So let's do this again. So he's at 176 fantasy points, which brings him up to, all right, let's resort this. 176 gets him to RB34.
Okay.
That makes more sense. Between Brian Robinson and J.K. Dobbins.
Okay. My current RB34, Tyrone Tracy Jr.
I have Tyrone Tracy at, I just saw him, 37. Where do you have Big White Boy Summer?
31.
You have Scataboo ahead of him? Wow.
Yes, I do.
I have Scataboo at 47, but I would rather draft him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Upside's higher. We know Tyrone Tracy is mid. Cam Scataboo might be good. I think he's probably also mid, but he's also new mid. So I just think he'll get a teeny tiny bit higher sliver of this than Tracy will. It'll be like 54, 46 or some shit.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like there's going to be an annoying amount of Devin Singletary. Not enough for Devin Singletary matter, but just enough to be annoying. Kind of like I was saying with Elijah Mitchell and KC.
Yeah, that's possible.
Because Ding Dong, what's his name? Brian Daboll drafted him and brought him over. And he was getting a bunch of touches before he got hurt last year for Tyrone Tracy. And Tyrone Tracy took over. So it's like, ugh. Okay, well, we're doing this then. It just feels like one of those things, like, it feels like he's going to be one of those players that everybody gets mad at.
Yeah, I mean,
like, you're like, why is this guy getting touches?
He's going to be the designated 2-minute drill guy.
Yeah,
people
exactly.
People are going to be pissed that well, Tyrone Tracy was a college receiver. Why isn't he getting those touches?
It's going to be like when P. Ryan was on the Buccaneers with Brady.
Yeah, or when Gio Bernard was on the Buccaneers with Tom Brady.
Or when Stephon Ridley? I still don't know how to say that man's name.
Okay, Stephon Ridley was not a receiving running back.
Who am I thinking of? Oh, Deion Lewis. White. That's who I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Deion Lewis, White. James White.
The icon.
Oh, my God. All right, there we go. Republishing my ranks with Jalen Warren in the correct spot before anybody notices.
Very good, very good.
Okay, we're good. We're cleared. Top risers, Jalen Warren, plus 17.
Interesting. What happened there?
Okay,
we don't need to talk about it.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Where are we chilling at? Let's talk some wide receivers.
Where
are we chilling at with... we forgot to do the thing. We forgot to lead, go to a style and lead with the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins traded Jonnu to Pittsburgh, yep, along with Jalen Ramsey for Minkah Fitzpatrick, and then they signed Kelsey Plum's ex-husband, Darren Waller, out of retirement. Walker, how do we feel about Darren Waller in the year of our Lord 2025?
I don't give a shit about Darren Waller. I'm
no,
sorry.
Dog.
Like he, no, come on, no.
I'm
absolutely not.
I'm giving him targets, but he's tight end 24.
Yeah, I mean, him, like,
yeah.
I adjusted Pat Freiermuth, and I only have 25 tight ends on this table right now, but it could be that somebody could sneak ahead of Freiermuth for tight end 25. Maybe that's Darren Waller, but that is the highest I could put him.
I don't know how I did this, but I ended up with Pat Freiermuth at tight end 12. I got to figure out what I did there.
That's not right.
Oh, you know what? I think it was. I think it's because he has an absurdly high catch rate. I think that's what it was. I was shocked by Pat Freiermuth's catch rate. Oh, that's not his career average. Get out of here. Get back here to 72.
Yeah, right, I now Pat, 73.
All right, let's see where Pat Freiermuth goes now. Pat Freiermuth has dropped all the way down to tight end 20. Behind? Yeah. One spot behind?
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith, baby.
Yeah, I have Jonnu at 21 and Freiermuth at 25.
Perfect. All right. So I think the takeaway from all of this is all the tight ends that are in this discussion,
don't
just leave them out there.
Yeah. You'll never know which one's going to do it on the week. So just don't bother.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, would you rather have
them or draft them both in best ball?
Ooh.
Draft them both with the last two picks and just say, well, one of them will probably do it every week. So there we go.
Perfect. The ultimate punt. Well, I like him better in best ball.
And then Darnell Washington scores 7 touchdowns.
Oh my God. Darnell Washington, the ultimate best ball play. Loveland and Warren, the rookie tight ends. Where do you have them ranked?
Yeah, Colston Loveland at 14.
Okay.
And we got Tyler Warren at 19.
Ooh, I got Tyler Warren at 16. In a okay. tier with Jake Ferguson, Dalton Schultz, Brenton Strange.
I have such a, this is the funniest thing about my rankings. My tight end, is this right? Yeah. Tight end 9, which is Hunter Henry.
That's my tight end 9.
Nice. All the way down to tight end 21, Jonnu Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That's all one tier.
That's all that's one tier.
Yeah, that's the block.
Damn. All right. So let's see. Why is this not updating? Why does it still have Pat Freiermuth at 12 for me? Oh, I'm going to fight you, Fantasy Pros. Hold on. I'm updating this stuff on the fly as we talk. So I'm making sure that I don't get caught with my pants down. Oh boy. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I do have that. All right, perfect. So my blob, let's see where the blob goes. My blob starts at Mike Gesicki.
Okay.
And goes through at 12. And it goes through Loveland, Goddard, Warren, Ferguson, Schultz, Strange, Jonnu, Juwan Johnson, and then it stops. Because then we get, Jonnu and Freiermuth and Juwan Johnson, and then it stops. Because then after that, you get Likely, Kincaid, Waller, Pitts, Higby, Chig, Ertz, sorry, Mike, Otten, Komet, just like guys that I'm not super high on. So I have a pretty big blob as well. And I might be convinced to put TJ Hockenson in the blob. I just don't, I don't know what JJ McCarthy is going to do. And I feel like what he does do is going to be a lot of, Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. And honestly, maybe that's why I came in on, why I came in so high on Aaron Jones. Cause I have him getting too many targets. Now I have Hawk at 99. I have Jones at 71. I just have Jefferson and Addison at a 265 combined.
I have Aaron Jones at 50 targets. So
yeah, all right. It's the inverse of the Breece Hall situation.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. It is an inverse Breece Hall.
An inverse Breece Hall.
Do an Aaron.
Look
Jones
it. Twist. Look it up on. Look it up on Urban Dictionary. An inverse Breece Hall. Right. Let's see. My biggest surprise was David Njoku at 4. I did all my projections.
I have Njoku at 10.
Yeah, I just... The Browns have been... Do you know that the Browns set a record for plays run a few years ago? No. They're shockingly high volume. Like, you don't think about the Browns as a high volume team, but they are. Because they have a... They are the ultimate just like dink and dunk team. Now they have Jerry Jeudy, which does offset that a little bit. But remember, it was like Jarvis Landry, OBJ. Like, that's what they built their offense around for a couple of years. And then it was like a lot of Nick Chubb, a lot of David Njoku.
They had Kareem Hunt for a while there, too.
Kareem, yeah. They run a ton of plays. And, okay, you have Jerry Jeudy.
Yep.
You have Quinshon Judkins. You have David Njoku.
Uh-huh.
Who else do you have? Jamari Thrash?
Much, no, it's nothing. No, yeah, it's nothing. But
it's nothing.
I the problem is this, that's also the quarterback room. I just...
Well, sure.
I'm sorry. 40-year-old Joe Flacco sucks. I'm not buying into this.
Can I interest you in, like, 22-year-old Shedeur Sanders?
Nope.
Can I interest
you in... me in 25-year-old Dylan Gabriel, either.
Can I interest you in 40-year-old Dylan Gabriel?
Is that Kenny Pickett?
Because that man's old. No, I was just saying because he's old. It's because he's old, folks. Oh, I just noticed. That sucks shit, dude. Fantasy Pros. I just noticed they put a little trademark next to ECR. Ah, that sucks. That sucks, guys. I'm sorry. Don't do that.
That's loser shit.
That's loser shit. Yeah. Let's see.
Consensus rank is not a fucking trademark term. Get out of my face.
That sucks, man. Here we go. Wide receiver I'm highest on versus consensus. You will literally never guess this. You don't even have this player ranked. You will never even think of this player.
Yeah, this player ranked. So it's got to be like some team's fourth receiver or something.
That's exactly what he is. He might be fifth.
Might be fifth. Jesus.
It's probably I'm so high on him because nobody has him projected is what it is.
Ashawn Booty.
No. I have him, this gentleman, for... That's too many catches. Oh, I gave him a 10% target share. It's Savion Williams.
Ugh.
He's my wide receiver 58.
No.
Yeah. Let's see. Guy that might actually get drafted that I'm highest on compared to consensus is Cooper Kupp. People have left him for dead, like Walker, Jerry Jeudy. I have him at 18. Consensus is 38. Where do you have Jeudy?
His way higher than his consensus. 22.
Oh, I had it sorted by ADP. The guy that I'm highest on by ECR is actually Rondale Moore. I've met 90 instead of 165. let's see. Cooper Kupp.
How do you get to where you're? Oh, it says over here ECR versus ADP. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you click on it, you can sort by that. So let's see. Running back that I'm highest on versus ECR. My running back 83. Hassan Haskins.
No!
No! What have I become? Running.
Okay, so let's see. Quarterback I'm highest on versus consensus. According to this, it says it's Justin Herbert.
Oh, man, you love Justin Herbert. We already... Oh, no.
Plus four.
Oh, no. My number one, Trevor Lawrence, duh. Number two, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Number three, Spencer Rattler.
Ow.
Number four, Tyler Shuck. How do I have both of them higher than consensus?
And of actual guys who will start, I don't think these are right, actually. I'm not sure these are correct. Oh, no, they are. Well, mostly. Mostly. They're a little bit different than the ones on my sheet, but I guess it's Dak.
Dak? Yeah, my number one is Trevor Lawrence, like we talked about. My number two is Kyler. My number three is Goff, of guys that are actually going to be drafted.
I have number one, Herbert. Number two, Brock Purdy. Shout out to Jeff.
Yeah, big Brock Purdy head over here, Walker Kelly.
And number three, Drake May.
Brock Purdy, I'm just plus one on consensus. I just have a smidge of homerism.
Running backs, and I'm only going to do, I'm only counting running backs that I have in my top 50.
Yeah.
Plus seven, Rico Dowdle.
Rico Dudu? Let's see, where's Dowdle?
Well, actually, hold on, no. I have this, I have one of these guys in my top, so I guess Jaleel McLaughlin, because I have him projected. I'm way above, but that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, Jaleel McLaughlin, I'm 24 spots below consensus on him. He's one of my lowest versus consensus.
Yeah, so Rico Dowdle plus seven, Ramondre Stevenson, Tank Bigsby, and Austin Eckler all plus five.
I think Austin Eckler is getting under considered.
I agree.
But speaking of Austin Eckler, of guys who could actually be drafted, guess who I'm highest on versus consensus on? I'm 48 ranks higher than consensus.
On Ja'Cory Croskey-Merritt.
My running back, 55, baby.
And then guys I'm most low on compared to consensus that could actually be picked and that I've actually projected. Miles Sanders.
Oh, Miles Sanders is an interesting one.
Justice Hill.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, I'm lower on consensus because I have everything going to Jaden Blue.
Yeah, Miles Sanders, Justice Hill, and Jordan Mason. So just RB2s that I think are just mid, I guess.
Yeah, you see, it looks like you see him having a bigger share of touches is basically what it comes down to.
In terms of draftable receivers, nah, that's funny. plus six, Chris Olave.
Oh, man, you love Chris Olave.
Apparently, I love Chris Olave. Also plus six, but these don't really matter. It's Romeo Doubs and DeAndre Hopkins, but they're both outside the top 50, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have Doubs at plus six at 52. Is
and
that
then,
where you have
plus
him?
Five. I have him plus six, yeah.
Okay, and I have Nuke at minus two versus consensus, so I'm a little lower than him.
Travis Hunter, plus five. And you're going to love this, Jeff. Zay Flowers, plus four.
Let's go, baby! Walker, big Zay Flowers fan over here. Whoa, hold on. Where do you have Zay Flowers ranked?
Well, according to this, it says 24, but according to my sheet, it is not that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have
35.
I was going to say, I have him 23 and I'm plus 7. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, Walker, something screwed up here, I think.
Something screwy. All right, let's talk our kicker ranks. Draft kicker rankings are not available. Perfect. Just how I like them. What was like the hardest team for you to project?
Man. Yeah,
I can answer
tough.
That. I can answer that question, and it's ironic. It's my own team.
The 49ers. I knew you were going to say the 49ers.
I could not. I switched the wide receiver target share around so many times, and I could not find a place where I was happy.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You have so much up in the air with like Brandon Ayuk's injury. Is Ricky Pearsall going to be anything? Can Juwan Jennings handle being the wide receiver one? Like,
right. I found my answer actually.
What's that?
Houston.
Oh, Houston. Let's talk about Houston a little bit.
The wide receiver room is outside of Nico. It's just question marks because you have no idea how much any of these guys are going to take over. It's just it's pick your poison wide receiver two season.
Yeah. I have Kirk, Noel, and Higgins all between 10 and 12 target share, which is just like 50 to 60 targets. Or 50 to 70 targets.
I have them for more than that, but I mean, not a ton. Like, I have I have Kirk at wide receiver 55. I have Noel at wide receiver 69. Nice.
Nice.
And I don't have Higgins in my top 75.
Let's see where I have these guys. So I've got Nico at 11. I've got Kirk at 67, Higgins at 73, 76 for Noel. I'm just going to punt on these, honestly, on these depth wide receivers. I'm taking
Jalen Noel in the last round of like every draft. I will tell you that right now.
That's fine. You can do that. While you're doing that, I'll be taking, oh boy, who's in that range? I might also be taking Jalen Noel. Luther Burden. Let's see. Wait, hold on. Jalen Noel's 80
going a little higher.
This ADP is wonky. Oh, this is among wide receivers. That's why. Well, let me do overall. Let me see where Jalen Noel is going.
Probably like pick 190 or some shit.
204.
There we go. I would guess Burden's going like what, 120?
Luther Burden is going 140 or 119.
Nailed it. Almost nailed it. Yeah, bang. Pretty much right on.
Bang!
Hey, Mike Breen, bang!
I scared my dogs doing that more than once.
I was, when I was watching the U.S. Open, I went nuts when J.J. Spawn made the big long putt to win.
J.J. Spawn? Was he a
J.J.
damn
Spawn won the U.S. Open.
A damn superhero slash golfer? JJ, yeah, sure. SPAWN, is that a thing?
It's SPAUN.
Nope, JJ Spawn. Okay. He's a symbiote. Is Spawn a symbiote?
I don't.
What is
know,
Spawn?
Man.
You're like, I don't know, man.
Know this movie.
You're like, I don't know, man. I talk to girls and boys.
That's right. I do.
Walker doesn't have time for comic books. All right. And I would just like to say,
before we close it out, we're gonna have to do top three hot takes from our rankings.
Oh, let's go. Okay. I was gonna say one. It's not really a hot take. Sorry, it just goes against consensus. I think my Alvin Kamara running back 9 feels hot takey.
Yeah, sure,
but. I'm just going there, folks. I'm doing it. I think that he's going to get, I did put a little bit of Easter egg in my projections just for me. He was projected. I am projected for 79 catches. I was like, let's bump that up to 81. The classic Alvin Kamara triple 81.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that one feels a little bit hot takey. Honestly, no, Jaden Blue at running back 25. Yeah, I think that Jaden Blue is going to take over. He's going to take over for Javonte Williams, and Javonte Williams going to have. They're going to split 27 touches, and by the end of the year, it's going to be like 16-11. Jaden Blue, and that'll be enough to get Jaden Blue into the top 24-25 on a weekly basis. How about this, Jaden? I have Jaden Blue projected for more fantasy points than Caleb Johnson.
Yeah, I don't, but it's not that well.
See, the problem is we're so reasonable with our points. It's hard to be hot takey with projections.
Yeah, it can be. I will say my number three, so this is my least hot takey of the hot takes.
Okay.
Trevion Henderson will not finish in the top 24 running backs.
Walker, I have Trevion Henderson at running back 39.
I have him at running back 38.
He's behind Bashal Tutin.
Well, I'm Bashal Shitten and Farden.
That's right.
That news.
Yeah. I'm trying to. I don't really have a lot of hot takes here.
Number two hot take. What should it be?
Number two hot take, Wandale Robinson ahead of Stephon Diggs. How did I do that?
I don't have that, I will say. I do not have that.
This is great radio.
Oh yeah, super good. I will say the highest ranked old man receiver this year.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, wide receiver 17 for me.
13 for me.
How about this? I have AJ Brown in the same tier as Puka Nacua by projections.
Same.
My wide receiver 4 and 5.
Oh, geez, that's high.
Yeah. How about that? How about that?
I have Puka at 6 and AJB at 7.
Oh, well. How about that? 4 and 5. It's hard to have hot takes when you're projecting. Like, this tells you how much, if you're listening, how much Walker and I actually believe in what we say, because we are so bad at hot takes.
I know. It's just my number one hot take, though, because this one's going to piss you off specifically.
Oh, boy.
Adam Thielen, greater than sign, Tet McMillan. Straight up.
I can't Adam even
Thielen's
find...
going to score more points.
Where's Adam Thielen? Adam Thielen.
45.
Did I not project Adam Thielen? Hold on. Time out. I might have screwed something up. Why is Adam Thielen? Oh, no. He's not showing up in my... Okay, I searched for him and he didn't show up for some reason. What in the world? Did I delete? Did I like rage delete Adam Thielen? How is he not in these ranks? Please hold. I have Adam Thielen at 143.8, which would put him at.
In my rankings, that's wide receiver 59.
The world is going on here. Why is this search function not working? I have him at wide receiver 69.
Jesus Christ.
Let's go, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, I have Thielen at 45 and McMillan at 50.
Now, that's not fair, surprising. Same tier. You don't like Tet McMillan, though, so that's not surprising not really. To me.
No, I think he'll have his moments and he'll make some nice plays, but no, I get a lot of Keon Coleman out of him.
Walker, but I was huge on Keon Coleman last year. It didn't burn me at all.
Yeah, see, I was too, and I don't want to make the same mistake again.
Where's Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby Myers Prime 29.
Prime. I have him at 35.
Let's go through the Myers variants. So okay. That'll be our last thing. We gotta get our Myers variants in.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have. Let's see. I'm scrolling down. Who's my highest?
My highest ranked.
My highest ranked Jacoby Myers is Jacoby Myers Prime.
Oh, wow. My highest ranked Jacoby Myers is Cortland Sutton.
Oh, okay. Mile high Jacoby Myers. All right.
Yeah, mile high Jacoby Myers.
See, I have broken folding table Jacoby Myers at 31.
I have him at 36 right behind Jacoby Myers Prime.
Okay. We've got mile high Jacoby Myers at 34 for me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Tech Bro Jacoby Myers at 44.
I've got Tech Bro Jacoby Myers at 46.
Okay.
People, if this is people's first episode, they're like, who the fuck are these guys talking about?
And then
Broken Tables Jacoby Myers is Khalil Shakir. Tech Bro Jacoby Myers is Juwan Jennings.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And Mile High Jacoby Myers is Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
If you hadn't figured that one out. Is Josh Downs a Jacoby Myers variant?
I think Josh that. Downs is a little bit more than that. I think he's more than that. But it's funny because I have...
Josh Downs I've, is like, you put a V8 engine in Wandale Robinson.
Yeah. souped up Wandale, not street legal Wandale Robinson. That's right. Can I offer you a new inductee into the Jacoby Myers Pantheon?
Yes, I would love a new one. Yes.
We've got Space Needle Jacoby Myers in Cooper
Is
Cup.
Is that JSN? Oh, Cooper Cup.
No, it's Cooper,
okay.
Cooper Cup.
Okay. He's kind of, yeah. Yeah, that's fair, I suppose. I think who else could become a Jacoby Myers in this? I mean... We could have Crab Cake Jacoby Myers with Zay Flowers.
I mean, yeah, I think Yeah, crab cake, Jacoby Myers works, because if you look at the way that offense is going to work, it's going to be Zay Flowers going to get a bunch of the underneath stuff, and then you're going to get Rashad Badman getting more over the top. And then, oh, by the way, Mark Andrews off my draft board. Do not draft Mark Andrews. I'm going to actively try to move him in my dynasty league.
I mean,
did you know that he caught 100% of his end zone targets last year, and his career average is like 45? That's going to knock five touchdowns off his number immediately.
That's really funny. How many touchdowns do you have? 11?
Yeah, he had 11. I think I gave him seven this year.
I have him for seven as well, yes.
Yeah.
He is in my tier four of tight ends, which is him, Kelsey, Kraft, and Hawk. But Kraft's the only one of those guys I'm really interested in because he's cheaper.
Yeah, it's just what I have to pay for Mark Andrews. I would rather have Travis Kelce, because Travis Kelce is going to have like 25 more targets than Mark Andrews.
It's definitely there, yeah. Andrews' yards per catch average will be so much higher, and I think he'll still catch more touchdowns even with regression, but he's going ahead of Kelce, I would assume, right?
I think they're back-to-back. Let me double-check.
Back-to-back, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I would probably
lean Andrews just because of the touchdowns, but it's really close.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that I feel like have more ups. I think if you're taking Andrews, you're wrapping so much up in those touchdowns.
Yeah, just because the target Mark volume. Andrews because you're like, well, Mark Andrews is good at football and so is Lamar Jackson. And yeah. I'm not saying that can't work. I mean, Mark Andrews could have 10 touchdowns again and finish tight end three. The problem is that his absolute ceiling is fluky tight end three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas, of course, Tucker Kraft has tight end one overall upside, as we've seen on Blue Sky.
Of course. That's 100% true. I forgot about that.
It's a normal thing to say.
Yeah, but it's what I'm paying for Mark Andrews. It's like I have David Njoku at tight end four, and I can get him at basically the same price as Andrews.
Yeah, I mean, and I can get Tucker Kraft like 2 to 3 rounds later, and I have him projected for almost the exact same amount of points.
Yeah, so there you go. I have Tucker Kraft with 10. I have him, hold on. I have him with 11 fewer catches, 100 fewer yards, and oh no, wait. That is TJ Hockenson. I have Tucker Kraft at 56, 770, and 6. I have Mark Andrews at 67, 771, and 7. So in like half PPR, they would be like identical.
Yeah, I have Andrews for 59, 740, and 7. Kraft for 58, 765, and 4.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a fun projection. So we'll put a link to our rankings in the description, so folks can check this out, follow along. See that I accidentally actually looked up Xavier Leggett when I said 146 points for Adam Thielen, not the 115 that I have him for. He's old. Oh, he's washed. Get him out of here.
See, he will not be outscored by Xavier Leggett. I will tell you that much for free.
For free? I will tell you that much for free.
Yeah, you don't even have to pay for that one. Cut Walker, that one out. Is this a bonus episode?
I don't know. I don't know until I go to post it.
Okay. Well, if this is a bonus episode, cut that out and put it in the free episode.
Oh, damn. Just move it to next week's episode.
It'd be really fun. It'd be a good bit, but you don't have to do that.
And I'll just put a free episode in the main feed. That's just you just saying Adam Thielen. Get it's like a 4 second long episode. Like, oh, cool. No, I'll do the whole intro. I'll do the whole intro, and then it'll just be you saying that, and then the whole intro. But because of the way it goes, the intro and outro end up overlapping. Oh my god. All right. That's enough yapping about ranks. Walker and I just wanted to bullshit about some ranks. So thank you everybody for accommodating us. We'll be back next week with the regularly scheduled programming. Me being sick threw that off. Which by the way, fun story, I threw up in a grocery store. Not on the ground, but in the bathroom of the grocery store. But it's more fun to say I threw up in the grocery store. So
yeah, I get that.
Yeah. Ooh. I was doing, you know how they have like the make your own salad thing? Making my own salad for lunch. And I was just like, oh no, Like you could feel that watering in the back of your mouth. It's like, So
I need to leave.
Yeah, so I ended up leaving, and there was a half made salad chilling at Rayleigh's. So sorry, Rayleigh's. I hope an underpaid worker got to eat that for free. Actually, I don't. That would be a weird policy.
Well, yeah, I mean, they can, I guess, but I don't know which person would actually try to do that because you never know what could be in it.
That's true. It could be poison.
It or something. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care and have a good one.
Draft Emeka Ebuka.
Emeka Ebuka Nakua IMO.